Good afternoon from Richmond Terrace Park in the Mariners Harbor section of Staten Island. On the update this Monday, do you know a COVID-19 victim? African Americans are disproportionately likely to say a family member or close friend has died from COVID-19 or respiratory illness since March. 11% of African Americans say that they were close with someone who has died, compared with 5% of Americans overall and 4% of white Americans. We'll have the latest details. There were thousands of marchers in the city that were dressed in white. They flooded several blocks around the Brooklyn Museum to support human rights for black transgender people. The rally and silent march coincide with Black Lives Matter demonstrations across the country and also the midpoint of Pride Month. There's going to be golf to watch on Father's Day. It just won't be the U.S. Open. There also won't be no live baseball to watch from either the Major Leagues or the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska. We'll talk about what would have been. And it's a major LGBTQ victory. The Supreme Court has ruled that a landmark civil rights law also protects gay, lesbian, and transgender people from discrimination in employment. The court decided by a 6-3 vote that a key provision of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 that bars job discrimination because of sex, among other reasons, encompasses bias against gay and lesbian workers. This is the update, Monday, June the 15th, 2020.
This is the update with Brandon Julian, reporting tonight on the road.
And a very pleasant Monday to you. Brandon Julian here, the host of the Update Podcast, exclusive also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel. Today's road stop, Richmond Terrace Park in the Mariners Harbor section of Staten Island, and also the day before graduation from Kingsborough. Yes, it's taken lots of roads, lots of miles, but yes, we've made it to graduation. And boy, does it feel so good. We'll talk about what this means for this little program of ours going forward. We have a lot of news to get to, of course, this Monday, including the latest coronavirus developments. We're going to begin with a simple question. Do you know someone that has died of COVID-19? African Americans, they're disproportionately likely to say that a family member or a close friend has died of COVID-19 or a respiratory illness since March. 11% of African Americans say that they were close with someone who has died, compared with 5% of Americans overall and 4% of white Americans. That's according to an analysis of three COVID impact surveys that's been conducted between April and June. The polls also show that the racial gap is equally striking in some cities and states is hit especially hard by the virus. In Louisiana, for example, 16% of black adults are close with someone who has died, compared with 6% of white adults. In the state capital in Albany, the governor has officially said that all of us have been warned. Upset by the rampant violations of the state's pandemic fighting restrictions, Governor Cuomo threatened yesterday to pull the liquor licenses of scofflaw restaurants and even reinstate closings in areas where the local governments failed to enforce the rules. Manhattan and the Hamptons on Long Island have been singled out as the problem areas, as the governor said that the state received 25,000 complaints of reopening violations. He said that the violations also endanger the state's fragile progress in the fight against COVID-19 as it slowly relaxes restrictions that were enacted back in March. New York's COVID-19-related hospitalizations are still declining, and the state recorded 23 deaths on Saturday, the lowest one-day virus death toll since the early days of the crisis. The New York City that we all know and immortalize in the song and scene has been swapped out for the last few months, and who really knows how much longer, with the virus version. And with the reopening underway, it raises the question of what the city will become. The near-term and maybe even longer-term impact is undoubtedly going to be ugly, with job losses and financial distress. But in all the unknowing of what the future holds, there's faith in that other quintessential facet of New York City, that the city will adapt. And the governor said that the state recorded its lowest one-day virus death toll and hospitalization total since the early days of the crisis back in March. Cuomo said on Saturday that the western part of the state and the capital region are poised to enter the third phase of reopening next week. The state tallied 32 virus-related deaths on Friday, a slight decrease from the day before, after some recent fluctuations in the daily toll. The daily death tally peaked at 799 on April 8th. Back on Friday, there were 1,734 people being treated for the disease in hospitals across the state, the fewest since March 20th. There is other news of this Monday to address, and we will address those when the update, Brandon Julian, OTR, podcast exclusive also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel, returns in just 30 seconds.
Hi, Cap. Elmo wants to know, what is the census?
The census is a special time when we count every single person in the country.
Do kids and babies count, too?
Of course. Counting everyone in your home helps support your neighborhood by funding schools, hospitals, and more. So complete the census by calling, going online, or returning your form by mail. It's totally private.
Visit 2020census.gov and...
Make your family count!
Brought to you by Carnegie Corporation of New York and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Some of the other news of this Monday. In Brooklyn, the NYPD says that a car crash that injured two men may be related to the stabbings of three other men at the same location in Brooklyn. The attacks happened shortly after 1 o'clock this morning. Police say a 32-year-old man was stabbed in the arm and in the back. They say a 37-year-old man was stabbed in the stomach and a 21-year-old man was stabbed in the arm. Meanwhile, a 38-year-old man and a 29-year-old man were hit by a car near the same location in the Bushwick section. All of the victims were taken to a local hospital, but the information on their conditions wasn't immediately available. Yesterday, thousands of marchers dressed in white and they flooded several blocks around the Brooklyn Museum to support human rights for black transgender people. Organizers of the Sunday afternoon event included the Marsha P. Johnson Institute, the Okra Project, and Black Trans Femmes in the Arts. The scheduled speakers included transgender activist Raquel Willis, author Cien Doroshow, and the family of Laylene Polanco, a transgender woman who died in solitary confinement at the Rikers Island Jail. The rally and the silent march coincide with Black Lives Matter demonstrations across the country and also the midpoint of Pride Month. Across the border from us in Shelton, Connecticut, officials there are investigating the cause of a massive fire that tore through a vacant three-story factory building along the Housatonic River. The Star Pin factory was ablaze when the Shelton Fire Department arrived on Saturday night. Firefighters opted for a defensive strategy because of the age and condition of the 19th century building. Crews remained on scene throughout the night as flames shot from the roof of the brick building. It wasn't known, though, if anyone was actually in the building when the fire started. The president and five other board members of the National Book Critics Circle, they've resigned amid allegations of racism and violations of privacy. Lori Herzl, who had served as president since only last year, announced over the weekend that she was leaving. Her departure came 2 days after another board member, Ugandan-American writer Hope Wabuki, posted redacted screenshots on Twitter of a contentious email exchange that included correspondence from Herzl and board member Carlin Romano. The NBCC had been crafting a response to the worldwide protests against police racism and violence. The NYPD, they're also saying a 19-year-old woman was killed and three other people were wounded by gunfire at a Bronx park back on Friday night. The shooting happened around 11 o'clock at Shoelace Park. A 15-year-old boy was wounded in the buttocks, a 16-year-old boy shot in the ankle, and a 24-year-old man was shot in the groin. They're all hospitalized. They were all hospitalized in stable condition. And finally, out in Buffalo, out west, a Buffalo teenager who spent 10 hours cleaning up glass and garbage following protests in the city got a job offer on Saturday from the mayor. It was the latest honor for Antonio Gwynn Jr. since word of his actions began circulating a week ago. The 18-year-old already has received a 2004 Ford Mustang from an admirer. Medillil College in Buffalo will also provide him a full scholarship. And Mayor Byron Brown has offered him a job in the city's buildings department. It's time for us to step aside for a moment. When we return on the update this Monday from Richmond Terrace, a park in the Mariners Harbor section, we'll help you get around with the MTS Angel Service Plan. We're going to talk sports and tell you about how there's going to be some golf to watch on Father's Day. But it just won't be the U.S. Open. We'll talk about what would have been on Father's Day weekend sports-wise. We'll tell you about what happened on this day in history. And then we will address the latest national news, including big news out of the Supreme Court. They've ruled that a landmark civil rights law also protects gay, lesbian, and transgender people from discrimination in employment. We will address that and more when the update with Brandon Julian, OTR, podcast exclusive also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel returns in just a moment.
News for New Yorkers who never stop moving. You're listening to The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
All right, class. Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. Awesome.
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
From New York City, doing business in the same location since 1904, this is The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Keeping an eye on the roads, the rails, and the skies, it's time for Traffic and Weather Together.
Just a reminder that the subway is for essential workers and essential trips only. When you ride, you must wear a mask or covering that protects your nose and mouth. Do not touch the mask before you wash your hands. Also, there is no scheduled service on the Grand Central Shuttle and Z trains. For alternate service, you can use the 7 or J trains. Also, the subway is closed every night from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. for disinfecting and deep cleaning of trains and stations. For alternate travel information and ways to get around during those hours, visit mta.info/overnight.
Now, with the latest scores and highlights, it's time for the sports update.
Let us talk some sports on this Monday. And Brooklyn Nets forward Kevin Durant, he's now joined the ownership group of Major League Soccer's Philadelphia Union. The 10-time NBA All-Star has a 5% ownership stake with an option for 5% more in the near future. The union will partner with Durant's 35 Ventures, a firm that he runs with sports executive Larry Kleiman, to grow the team's profile and community outreach through the Kevin Durant Charity Foundation. That's something nice. Finally, let's talk about what would have been this upcoming Father's Day weekend. There's going to be some golf to watch on Father's Day. It just won't be the U.S. Open. The PGA Tour this week is going to hold its second tournament since a three-month hiatus because of the pandemic. But the players will be in Hilton Head, South Carolina, again playing without spectators on the course. The U.S. Open is usually played on Father's Day, but this year it's been pushed back to September. The last time it wasn't on Father's Day was 1975. There'll also be no live baseball to watch this week from either the Major Leagues or the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska. When we return on the update this Monday from Richmond Terrace Park in the Mariners Harbor section of Staten Island, we will address what happened on this day in history, and then we will talk the latest national news, including how the Supreme Court is, for now, declining to get involved in the ongoing debate over policing. We will address that and more when the update with Brandon Julian, OTR, podcast exclusive also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel, returns in just a moment.
Keep it tuned in to WKRB. The update returns in a moment.
What can I possibly do to make this stressful time a little better? Here's one thing I found. It's a small thing, a simple thing, a remarkable thing. Smile. You can share a smile from more than 6 feet apart. You can share it socially with the whole world. In fact, right now, I'm smiling at you. And I hope you're smiling back. Because smiling is in you, from PassItOn.com. Have you noticed lately how empty everything is? Empty streets, empty stores, empty schools. But I'm trying to change these empty times by being full of gratitude. Gratitude means saying thanks to the garbage collector, the medical providers, and all those who are helping every day. Things may appear empty around us, but when we're filled with gratitude, nothing is completely empty inside us. Gratitude is in you. From PassItOn.com.
From New York City, it's after 10 a.m. Do you know where your boyfriend is? This is the update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Welcome back to the update, Brandon Julian, OTR, podcast exclusive. Also, of course, on the WKRB Mixcloud channel, the day before graduation from Kingsborough. Or at least the virtual graduation. Regardless, today's road stop is Richmond Terrace Park in the Mariners Harbor section of Staten Island. You'll be getting used to me saying Staten Island a lot because, of course, that is our next stop in terms of school-wise, the College of Staten Island. I have no word. We don't know yet whether the physical campuses were going to be open for this upcoming fall semester. I'm fingers crossed that they are. CUNY, they've punted that decision back to July 1, so we'll just have to wait. But in the last couple of days, I've heard from the news director. You know, CSI, WSIA, that's their radio station there, they have a news director and an assistant news director that can take over the duties if the regular news director's not there. Now that's living. Now that's living life. no, but the news director at WSIA reached out to me, and they're working on news programming. So I told him about the show, my show, and how we've been able to do lots of great things. So hopefully, we can be part of the WSIA rotation. Of course, that means coming up with lots of new sound bites, but. Hell, I'll take the work. It's you got to put some elbow grease in when you're moving into a new territory. Let's talk about what happened on this day in history for this June the 15th. Highlight of his day came in 1775 when the Second Continental Congress voted unanimously to appoint George Washington head of the Continental Army. In 1215, England's King John put a seal on the Magna Carta, the Great Charter, at Runnymede. In 1836, Arkansas became the 25th state. In 1864, Secretary of War Edwin M. Stanton signed an order establishing a military burial ground which became Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. In 1904, more than 1,000 people died when fire erupted aboard the steamboat General Slocum in the East River here in New York. In 1934, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed an act making the National Guard part of the U.S. Army in the event of war or national emergency. In 1944, American forces began their successful invasion of Saipan during World War II. Also, B-29 super fortresses carried out their first raids on Japan. In 1955, the United States and Britain signed a cooperation agreement concerning atomic information for, quote, mutual defense purposes. In 1969, the variety show Hee-Haw, a fast-paced mixture of country music and comedy skits, debuted on CBS TV. In 1991, Mount Pinatubo, in the northern Philippines exploded and one of the biggest volcanic eruptions of the 20th century, killing about 800 people. In 1993, former Texas Governor John Connally, who was wounded in the gunfire that killed President John F. Kennedy, died in Houston at the age of 76. In 1996, Ella Fitzgerald, the First Lady of Song, died in Beverly Hills, California at the age of 79. In 2003, with a deadline passed for Iraqis to hand in heavy weapons, U.S. forces fanned out across Iraq to seize arms and put down potential foes. When we return on the update this Monday from Richmond Terrace Park in the Mariners Harbor section of Staten Island, we will address the latest national news, including how, in other news, a sheriff in Virginia has apologized to a black pastor who was arrested after calling 911 on a group of white people and now face hate crime and assault charges. We will address that and more when the update with Brandon Julian OTR podcast exclusive, also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel, returns in just a moment.
News for New Yorkers who never stop moving. You're listening to the update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
In 1987, some inner city first graders were promised a college education. Now, this promise didn't come from a wealthy corporation. It came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income every year for these children.
She told Miss Brown, you can't do everything I said, no, but we need to do more.
And she did more by sending 19 kids to college, helping others pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Pass it on.
Now's the time to stay apart. Social distancing. But I'm adding something else. Pull together. What's pulling together while we're staying apart? It's calling family to check in on them. It's waving to your neighbor. It's the things we should have been doing all along. And when this tragedy passes and we're able to come together, we'll be stronger than ever because we've already pulled together. Stay apart. Pull together.
Pass it on.
From PassItOn.com.
Listen to us on Mixcloud to learn more about the stories that matter to you. And did you miss out on any episode of The Update? Listen to us anytime at Mixcloud.com/the WKRB update.
Welcome back to The Update, Brandon Julian, OTR, podcast exclusive, also, of course, on the WKRB Mixcloud channel. The day before graduation, today's road stop, Richmond Terrace Park in the Mariners Harbor section of Staten Island. Let's address the latest national news on this Monday. And we'll begin in Washington over at the Supreme Court, where there was a major headline. The Supreme Court, they ruled that a landmark civil rights law that protects gay, lesbian, and transgender people from discrimination in employment. It's a resounding victory for LGBT rights from a conservative court. The court decided by a 6-3 vote today that a key provision of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 that bars job discrimination because of sex, among other reasons, encompasses bias against gay and lesbian workers. The ruling also covers transgender people. The opinion was written by conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch. It's expected, of course, to have a big impact for the estimated 8.1 LGBT workers across the country because most states don't protect them from workplace discrimination. Also out of the Supreme Court, for now, they're declining to get involved in an ongoing debate over policing. The justices today declined to hear cases that would have allowed them to revisit when police can be held financially responsible for wrongdoing. The justices turned away more than half a dozen cases involving the legal doctrine known as qualified immunity, which the High Court created more than 50 years ago. It shields officials, including police, from lawsuits for money as a result for things they do in the course of their job. Over in Woodstock in Virginia, in other news, a sheriff there has apologized to a black pastor who was arrested after calling 911 on a group of white people who now face hate crime and assault charges. Shenandoah County Sheriff Timothy Carter made the apology to Pastor Leon K. McCray Sr. for how his deputies responded to the altercation in Edinburgh this month. McCray said that the group threatened to kill him after he stopped them from dumping a refrigerator on his property, but arriving deputies arrested him instead, driving him away as the group shouted racist epithets. Two sheriff's investigators are now on unpaid leave pending an investigation. And finally, overseas in Berlin, European countries have reopened borders after a three-month virus shutdown, although international visitors are still being kept away. But the virus is far from being wiped out, and the need for vigilance came into sharp focus as Chinese authorities rushed to contain an outbreak in Beijing. Chinese authorities moved quickly to deal with a virus spike, with 79 cases reported over 4 days. It appears to be the largest outbreak since China largely stopped the spread of the virus more than 2 months ago. Germany and France dropped border checks nearly 2 weeks after Italy opened its frontiers. European countries aren't expected to start reopening to visitors from outside the continent until at least the beginning of July. Our thought for today is from John Franklin Carter, an American commentator and author, born in 1897 and died in 1967. Our thought for today is, the times are not so bad as they seem. They couldn't be. I'll let you guys ponder on that. As we say in the words of Walter Cronkite, that is the way it is. Monday, June the 15th, 2020. That is the update on this Monday from Richmond Terrace Park in the Mariners Harbor section of Staten Island. I'm Brandon Julian. We appreciate you joining us. And in the words of Roger Grimsby and Bill Butel, hoping that your news is good news, I thank you very much for joining me. Good luck. Be safe and be well. Graduation from Kingsboro is tomorrow. We're back out here at Mariners Marsh Park tomorrow. I got to get these names right. We're out at Mariners Marsh Park tomorrow, and I hope you can join me then.